Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jessica Watson as we get an update on cattle traceability efforts in just a moment.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
Adama! Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
The Associate Director for Animal Health Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is Dr. Jessica Watkins. She's joining us today as we talk about where we are on the traceability issue. It seems that USDA backing off of their plans to go to electronic ID several months ago, almost a year ago now. Jessica, where are we right now on moving forward when it comes to traceability for animal disease purposes?
So right now, USDA is currently paused on implementing electronic traceability, electronic ID tags for cattle. So in April of 2019, they had proposed a timeline to work towards implementing electronic ID for currently covered cattle. Mm-hmm. So currently covered cattle, just to review, are all sexually intact cattle that are 18 months of age and older, all male dairy cattle born after 2015, March 11th, 2015, all female dairy cattle. And so the currently covered cattle is what USDA is focusing on trying to move forward in terms of implementing electronic ID. Now, in October, President Trump signed executive orders 13891 and 13892, and these were focused on guidances. And so what agencies frequently do is they'll have a federal rule, which is what we've been working off of since 2013. It's the current federal rule for animal disease traceability. But then a lot of times agencies will put out guidances that further explain and give a little bit more detail to those rules. We've seen with some of the agencies on occasion that sometimes they try to enforce additional components that aren't necessarily listed in the rule. And so I think what President Trump was trying to do is clarify that all these guidances, they cannot enforce action, and they need to receive public comment. Mm-hmm. And so USDA decided that they wanted to take back their proposal in light of those executive orders and kind of redraft everything. And we're hoping to hear something later this spring from USDA on moving forward towards electronic ID for cattle. In terms of timelines, we're still not sure if they're still looking at that 2023 deadline. We, as NCBA, have expressed some concerns with a lot of our members that they've shared with us, the concern about having to re-tag cattle. So we're hoping that they will be listening and will be able to provide that comment through a formal comment period of some kind, that we would be looking to somewhat grandfather in the cattle that already have what's considered official ID. Official ID can include branding for specific states, and again, that depends on your state laws and your state animal health officials, but also ear tags is one of the more common ones. And so we want to make sure that animals that have those visual ID tags that have already been placed and producers have already paid for that or received them in some way, that they're able to use that for the rest of their lives.
So, you know, we're obviously the old metal tags. It seems like USDA, their intention anyway, was to basically move them out, make them a relic of the past, I guess you might say. Is that still what you're hearing from USDA?
What we're still hearing from USDA is I've heard that there may be another year where they're going to potentially provide the metal tags. We have yet to see any official announcements on that, but we have heard that perhaps this next year folks will still be able to receive those metal tags. And we're hoping that there will also be electronic tags that will be available for producers that want to be able to use that technology and start implementing that in their herd.
Dr. Jessica Watson, of course, with the pandemic, who knows how that timeline will actually play out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.